This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hi, welcome everybody to another edition of Your Q, where our goal is to celebrate, uplift, and educate the wonderful things going on in our community and around Douglas County. Today, again, I know we're on a roll. I have Alan Painter in the studio with me, so welcome back.
I'm here. I'm ready to rock.
Ready to rock. Okay, so I noticed that today or this week is National 911 Telecommunicators Week, so we got to give a huge shout out to the people that answer the phone when we call for help.
Oh, can you imagine having that job?
Negatory.
Oh, I tell you, there's the unsung heroes. Let's sit there and take every complaint, every crisis, everything that's going down in our county, and then dispatch the right people, and then keep the person calm. And, you know, how many lives do they save?
I can't even do this radio show without crying, so I can't. I'm off on the list. I just should never apply. Just never happening in my world.
The feelers are befeeling.
Oh, good Lord. So amen to everybody out there that does that, and to our local 911 operators. God bless you. Thank you for everything you do. And in those major times of crisis, they're unsung heroes.
Yeah, absolutely. They're the unsung heroes. You know, we see our fire department, we see our police, and here's these people. And like I said, how many lives they save, and we don't even hear about it. But amen to that, and thank you for their incredible work.
And as everybody knows on the show, we talk about it a lot, that we love our veterans, love our first responders, all about America.
America.
America. And today we have Annika Savage, who is here with us, and she is, I don't know if you have a title or not with this, but I'm just going to say the grand person behind all things Winston Area Independence Day and the 4th of July Parade and all the awesome things that happen in Winston when we're celebrating America. So, Annika, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Shannon, for having me.
We're excited. And I know people are thinking, okay, 4th of July, that's a ways away. It's honestly not, because we're almost at the 1st of May. And when you put together an event like this, there are so many volunteers that need to be there to make this event happen. So this is why we're here, so you can tell everybody about it, and we can hopefully find some people that are like, yes, I want to sign up and do that. Because as Alan can attest to, him, myself, and my husband put out all the barricades for the one we did last year. That's a lot of work.
Well, I put up barricades. That was my 2%. Jeff probably helped me a little bit, you know, but really, Shannon carried 96.5% of that whole project, and I think she aged 3 years in the process.
I did.
But
you can relate, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
One of the things that when Annika and I were talking about her coming on the show was just the gratitude and the feeling after last year, with everything being closed down for COVID. And I mean, that's the main reason we did it. We really needed something in our community to celebrate, to be able to get out there and to do it. And unbeknownst to us, we didn't know that she was doing the same thing at the same time until it just happened.
It all worked out.
Well, you know, it was a lack of fireworks. That was kind of the impetus that started this thing rolling. And then, like I said, then once the thing really got rolling, then we saw, oh no, there's another one same day. So we apologize, but I think everybody's event went good, and I think we got to celebrate America.
It was a great success.
It was. And just the gratitude, the thank yous, the genuineness that people shared during that time. We were both commiserating together, I guess, about it, because it was like, I've never felt like that. And Alan said, what did you think about how today went? And I just started crying, and I'm like, I volunteered for the pageant system for 20 plus years, and I had a lot of wonderful young ladies that we helped during that time that were very grateful. But the gratitude that I felt that day from the people that attended was on a whole nother level of anything I have ever experienced in my life. And you said the same thing. So it's like, I see why she's doing it again.
Our audience knows about Shannon's feelers. All right. so she wasn't making anything up when she said she was crying last year. I wasn't sure if it was exhaustion or emotion, but now I know it was purely emotion and
maybe both.
Yeah. Combination. Yes.
So tell us about your efforts so far and what you're doing.
So far this year, our budget's a little higher because we've expanded the fireworks display to a full half hour. Last year was a 15-minute show, and I think they gave us a few minutes extra, so it rounded off at about 21. So that's a lot more money to collect than we were accustomed to based on what we raised last year. So we're about 75% of the way there. We're still looking for some other sponsors and people donating, collecting cans. We've done a number of different things to raise money for our cause. We have auctions on our Facebook page where we've been graciously given gift certificates or meat packages or numerous amounts of items and gift cards from various local businesses in Winston, Dillard, Roseburg. They haven't been very specific to just Winston, so we have lots of support from lots of Douglas County businesses. We've been able to generate funds, a substantial amount, through that venue. We collect cans. So right now we're in the process of Earth Week, and we're getting ready for Earth Day. So the bottle drop actually provides a 20% match to everything that's deposited between the 11th and the, I believe it's the 23rd. So we've already dropped off 122 bags, and we've got about 50 more to drop off. And so we'll get a substantial match to what we've already deposited. So that's extra.
So to do that, anybody can just drop theirs off. Where do they drop them off?
most of our cans are dropped off at Winston Now and Then Antique Mall. The owner there is our vice president, and it's just always been a hub for us to hold our meetings and for people to drop off donations, pick up things that we've auctioned off, and to also drop off cans. We also do pickups. I get messages all the time, you know, hey, can you come pick up at my house, or can I meet you somewhere? I recently just went out to a veteran's house out in Melrose and helped him clean up his outside yard area and garage and obtained a substantial amount of cans through that.
All right, so that sounds like a win-win. So I can get rid of all those stupid bottles and cans that are sitting in little bags all around my house and celebrate America.
Absolutely. You know, and it's a tax write-off.
And get a bonus this time.
Tax write-off. I get a tax write-off for cleaning up my house. I love it. So everybody, start going out, collect those cans, get them out to the antique mall, was it? And let's get some more fireworks shot up there in the sky.
So, Annika, share us your goal. I know you said for 30 minutes this year, but what's that look like or translate to dollar amounts?
A half-hour show is $25,000. In addition to that, we have costs of liability insurance, costs for using the park. There's lots of little ancillary things. We'll need to pay for a DJ to be there. We have a band coming. I'm looking at another band as an option. And what else? All these things. Yeah, there's lots of little things that pop up. Permits and business licenses and all of those things, running costs.
Well, I think one of the biggest misnomers that has, I don't know where this generated, because I know it's false, is just because an event is in Winston, it's not Winston. It's definitely Douglas County's. And so I'm excited to get out there and embrace it. I mean, it's got to be somewhere, and Winston is a beautiful place as any. So what a fantastic opportunity to take the family out there.
Which is why I was so emotional last year. After everything was said and done, I leaned up against the wall of the bathroom and just cried.
Yep.
It was such a compelling, overwhelming sense of emotion to have been able to do the event and have it be a success, but then to also see all the happy faces and the vendors that were there that were able to conduct their business and be able to thrive.
Yeah.
Lots of happy people.
Well, we had been like closed up for 2 years almost is what it seemed like. And so it really kind of was, another Independence Day in a way, because it was us taking back, like, let's get out, let's start doing things, let's start living our lives, let's get out there and get back in this and celebrate the things that we want to together, not separately, not divided. And so I think it just represented so much last year for so many people. And you were able with the fireworks to do what a lot of people gave up on, because they weren't either, they didn't continue their fundraising events during the COVID times, or because they weren't sure if they were going to have it, or for one reason or another, you kept persisting. And so I just want to say that I think that's awesome. And I think that should be noted, that you persisted where others maybe just went with it may or may not happen. So, you know, we're not going to plan for it to happen and then be disappointed if it doesn't. You're like, no, I'm going to be there and ready to go if it does. So kudos for you and
amen
and your group for everything that you did to pull that off. Because I do know it's not easy.
Especially it's not easy when we're going to do all this work and hopefully we can have it. Yeah. You know, that's pretty amazing what you guys were able to accomplish last year.
After they shut it down in 2020, we were bound and determined to have it in 2021, come hell or high water. I'm too stubborn.
Well, and that is, you know, I always say that, kid, you know, parents, if you have stubborn children, it's like, okay, you just got to live through them, but it's going to serve them well as an adult. And you're proof of that then.
Yes. So,
At least I keep telling my daughter-in-law that, and she's like, keep saying that. My youngest grandson's. He's a handful, but he's stubborn. He knows what he likes, and he goes for it. And we're like, hey, it's going to suit him well when he's older. So we appreciate that. So this isn't just a one-day event, though, that you do, correct? Or, I mean, it's like a all-day.
It's a full day of events. We will have our parade that starts at 11 o'clock, starts at the Winston O and then Antique Mall, and we'll proceed down to Riverbend Park. Once there, we'll issue out all of our awards for the parade. We'll have entertainment, music going on. There will be vendors that are there, crafters, food. We'll have Vailani Shave Ice.
Yes.
That'll be exciting. We will have our activities going on throughout the day from various agencies, like the National Guard. We'll have their little jump house thing. So that'll be fun. There will be activities for the kids to participate in. We'll have our band playing, and leading up into the later part of the evening, we will have our color guard and singing of the national anthem, which should be this year, Lori Scroggins Phipps. She's a retired Marine Corps veteran, and she's moving back to the area. So we're excited to have her sing. She's got a beautiful voice. I can't wait. Can't wait.
Well, I tell you what, last year was the first year I've ever had this shaved ice. And I always thought, well, that's just a snow cone. I tell you, folks,
oh, no.
If you've ever, you know, thought of ice cream, ice, and all this piled together in pure bliss, you know, it's going to be worth the trip. And that's why I'll be going out there for shaved ice.
All right. Well, we're going to be back with this in just a moment. This is your cue. On News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, back with more of your cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance. So we are here with, I have Alan Painter in the studio. And
still here.
Still here, still hanging out. And Annika Savage from the Winston Area
Independence Day Committee.
Independence Day. Oh, that is a mouthful. Earlier, too, I wanted to ask you about, you said people could find out information and stuff. You mentioned your Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So tell us what that's under and all the ways that people can get in touch with you if they want to donate, volunteer, anything.
So our Facebook page is, just as I've said, Winston Area Independence Day Committee, and we also have an acronym after it, WAID, so we go by WAID. You can reach us there. There's a whole slew of us that can receive the messages and respond. We post up what we need as far as volunteers, opportunities for vendors, opportunities for sponsorships. We update on our page how much we have raised thus far, any of the activities that we have going on, any of the auctions. We also try to acknowledge all of the businesses and agencies that have donated and or sponsored in any way, shape, or form by posting up these little stars. So we'll have stars with little fireworks bursts with their business name and however much or what it is that they have donated. That's a great way to just kind of help advertise for those local businesses that have contributed. I'm Onika, so I'm the president of the committee, and we have Tracy Hill, that's our vice president. Christy McGree is our secretary. Alicia Ledbetter is our financial secretary. And then I also second as treasurer. So I kind of wear a few hats. We also have a board member, Jack Holland, and some people might recognize that name. So he's been on many boards in the city of Winston, and he's just been a tremendous help. And all of these people are just wonderful people, and any one of them can be reached at any time for questions about how to get involved with our function.
Well, I tell you what, after I guess volunteering, I don't know, or being nominated to help Shannon last year, you know, I really have to say, if you're thinking about getting involved, I mean, it's a short window from now till the 4th of July in doing something that's truly rewarding. I'd encourage anybody throughout the county to reach out, because it was fantastic. I mean, I had so much fun, you know, handing out candy and seeing those lights light up. So, you know, if you really want to be rewarded, this is an excellent opportunity to give back to the community and give back to yourself, too.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, last year when we were doing it, that, you know, there could be something that could take a couple hours or, mm-hmm. You know, or be involved the whole day. But the thing is whatever you volunteer for, it is lightens the load. And so the load is so much less when we share it and carry the weight. So I have seen some of the stars that you're talking about with the fireburst on your Facebook page. So mm-hmm. tell us some of your major sponsors so far.
Some of our major sponsors so far, the city of Winston has been gracious and has donated $2,500. So that's our most substantial donation thus far. We've gotten a $1,500 commitment from Cow Creek. So that's been wonderful. Mercy, Dutch Brothers, they've all donated $1,000 each. We've had Valley Drugs, McGovern Metals, Dillard Store, Winston Napa, Winston Auto Services, all donating anywhere from $250 up to $1,000. And every little bit adds up. We've had donations anywhere from $25 to $2,500.
So is there a place somebody could drop off that $25 donation? Is that at the Antique Mall?
At the Antique Mall. They can mail it to us. Typically, for the businesses that have donated, some of the applications have been online. Some I've just cold call. I'll go to the business and provide them with a letter and a W-9 and a sponsor, a Shell flyer, so that they have our contact information, and they'll just mail a check to our P.O. box.
So even if you're an individual and you want to be invested in that one big boom, drop off a few dollars, $5, $10, whatever, and be a part of it. I mean, if we all just kind of give a little bit, you know, that's one more firework we can get up in the sky. So everybody reach out and support this.
Awesome. Some of the cool things that we'll have coming up for auction, Umpqua Sand and Gravel gave us a $250 gift certificate, which I know someone's going to want to use for gravel.
Uh-oh. Not auctions. Shannon knows how I am about auctions.
Yes.
I just picked up today a $100 gift card from Costco.
Oh.
We've got jewelry from Western Oregon Jewelers. We've got lots of things coming up for Mother's Day. So if you're looking for things that are unique and, you know, fun, we've got some Mother's Day stuff coming up.
And again, on the Facebook page, the same Facebook.
On our Facebook page. You've got to go to it spot. And like it. And for anyone that wants to go and like our page, we are having a giveaway. Vortex provided us with some gear. So we have shirts and koozies and hats and binoculars and things. I believe the giveaway package includes a gift certificate to Abby's and some of that Vortex gear. And that's just for getting us to 1,000 likes on our page. And we're about 130 away from that.
Well, we will help out. We will be promoting. So if you are a fan of the Premier Insurance page, look there. We will cross post that so that everybody can reach out. And we're going to do our darndest to get that to 1,000.
Who doesn't like Vortex?
Oh. And free stuff.
Coming from a hunting family, it's like you say Vortex and we're like, all in, we're in, we're in. So my kids are going to be like, oh, okay, all my friends go like that, so I can win that.
Yep.
Absolutely love it. Well, it sounds like you've had a wonderful, which we always brag on Douglas County. Excuse me as I've been coughing here. My eyes are watering. I have allergies or something's happening, but bear with me. That you've had wonderful, wonderful support from Douglas County, which is, we're always bragging about how awesome Douglas County is and we always rise to the occasion. So I just love that, you know, you set this lofty goal and you're darn close to achieving that already. So kudos.
We are. A big kudos goes out to the city of Winston and the Winston Police Department. Because like you guys said that you were setting up the barriers and everything for the parade, our Winston Police Department under Chief Sardi does all that, and they did all that last year.
And that's a big job, people.
It's a very big job, directing traffic and making sure there's no safety issues. They certainly get, hands down, a big kudos. And the city of Winston, the council is just absolutely devoted to anything for the community. This is a free event for the community, and they'll do whatever they can to support bringing people together and, of course, helping to build up our city, bringing more events and whatnot. So it's been a blessing to be part of that.
Well, that's what's really neat, seeing everybody come together. You know, it's the city, the volunteers, and everybody coming together to lift up not only their city but the entire county, because this reflects on us all. I mean, with the number of visitors going out to Wildlife Safari, you know, so there's people from out of the state, and they get to experience hometown pride like, you know, many states don't have. I mean, many states have just lost this knowing your neighbor post, you know, have an event like this. And it really reflects on us all, you know, how special of a place we live.
Oh, yes. America.
America.
Douglas County. I'm all about the D.C. So, I've walked a short mile in your shoes, so I'm super grateful for everything that you are doing, for what your committee is doing, and I look forward to it. So, you've given us a couple assignments, honestly, so I just kind of want to go over those before our segment ends, which are... Go to the Facebook page and remind us again what that is.
Winston Area Independence Day, Wade.
So go there, check out what they have. You'll see the Stars with the Fireworks, which is all the sponsors. And so you're great to your sponsors. You do give lots of shout outs. And so if anybody's thinking about it, you're going to get a lot of exposure from them from this, because I see how they are on their Facebook page. The other thing is anybody, you know, Winston... or Douglas County, if you want to make sure this thing happens, you know, people do experience burnout. So help them out, jump in, see what you can do, have a good time. I know a few other people that have helped out last year, and they're really fun people. So you get to hang around some fun people. Or sponsor and reach out, bid on the auction items.
Oh, I'll be there. I'll be there.
You got a fan over here now. He loves a good auction, auction action. And so let's just make this a wonderful, successful event, because it just represents so much and so much about what Douglas County is about. And we have to keep these events happening. Absolutely.
I don't know if we mentioned it before, but the event is July 2nd, Saturday. So oftentimes when we refer to our 4th of July celebration, there's a misconception that it's going to be on the 4th. The reason why we chose Saturday and we've kept it on Saturday is so that the community, all of Douglas County, has the opportunity to enjoy multiple events. So if you're attending ours on Saturday, you can still attend Camas Valley or Riddle or Roseburg and be able to participate in multiple things.
A whole weekend of celebrating America. What more could you ask for? And shaved ice.
Yeah, you honestly can't. The Waylani ice, you just have to. Alan gave me a bite of his, and I was like, holy smokes, that is good stuff. It was, neither of us had tried it before that day.
It was truly an experience.
Yeah, and it was a hot day, and we'd been working hard, so it was appreciated on multitudes of levels. So anyway, again, thank you for everything that you're doing and your tribe, because it does take a village and to pull something like this off. So thank you. And again, the reason why you're on now is because you don't want to come on right before. You need to have these people in line to help and help with the parking and all the things. One thing that I wanted to ask you too was earlier you had mentioned vendors. Mm-hmm. And so what type of items or vendors have you had last year? Because hopefully they'll be back this year if they were.
So last year, our food vendors, we had hot dogs. We had Max's taco truck. We had a small little ice cream truck, and I can't for the life of me. I'm getting old and forgetful, and I'm so sorry. I can't remember what the name of the business was, but I saw them going around in green and hustled to find them. We did have Kona Shave Ice come up from Medford because in the first time doing an event, I didn't know how far I had to start. Yeah. So it was kind of a, oh my gosh, we need to get some people. For vendors, we had face painting. We had hand-carved knives. We had Ride for 22 selling their veteran suicide prevention gear. Kim's Closet, lots of people selling Scentsy or paparazzi jewelry. Just a plethora of things.
So are you still looking for vendors? And
absolutely. Our cost is $35, $45 if you need electricity. So it's really a small amount that we're asking for, and that's just to help us cover the cost of using the park. We're not planning on trying to profit off of our vendors. That's not our goal. Sure. The vendor applications can be sent via email, via Facebook Messenger. You can always message us, and we can get that sent out to you.
So craftsmen, food, everybody, get signed up.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for being on today. We appreciate you taking time out of your day and time out of your life for all of this, actually. So thank you so, so much. And I can't wait. We're going to have to get an update from you. We do updates on here and let everybody know how it goes. So, or I'll update them because I'm pretty sure I'm going to be there. So anyway, we'll be back in just a moment with some more Q and the local business buzz right after these sponsor commercials.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back now. It's time for the Local Business Buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival. And today on the Local Business Buzz, we have Chelsea Brown.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
So, Chelsea, tell us about your business.
Okay. My business is a discount cosmetic store. I just opened in town. I opened it about a month ago, and it's based around beautiful women that want to save money.
I'm out. great.
Well, she did say save money.
Save money. Do you have beautiful women in your life?
Oh, does that mean everything's on sale, which means my wife will buy 3 to 4 times as much as she normally would because it's on sale. Sorry, Ange. Yes. I hope you're not listening.
She will be. And he has, plenty of women in his life. Yes. So, tell us the name.
It's Chelsea's Beauty and More.
Chelsea's Beauty and More. So, when did you open?
About a month ago.
Oh, this is fresh and new. Yes. And you're already expanding, correct?
Yes, we're actually moving on the first, right around the corner, and doubling in size. So we need a bigger building.
And so when we talked to you, you had mentioned that you specifically selected the location you're in for a reason. So tell us exactly where you're located and why you chose it.
Okay. So I chose Southgate. One, I live in the area. It's a beautiful area, and I think it kind of has a bad name. So it's starting to build. There's more businesses going on in the Southgate area, and it's changing, and it's revolving into something amazing. Like, I've had absolutely no problems in that area. You know, there's kind of a stigma behind that side of town. Not anymore.
Well, I tell you what, it is, and I'm a frequent flyer to on Fridays for ribs at Southgate. A little shout out, love
yes,
the ribs,
love them,
love them.
And it is amazing to see the transformation and the things that are going in there. I mean, there's a lot of little businesses, little office, some dance studios or something, and of course, they got the pet store or pet washing in there for Jack's, and so it really is transforming. And you're right, it has gotten unduly a black eye, because there really isn't any issues. I mean, it's a fantastic area. It's nice and quiet, easy to get to, and don't have to fight for parking. So it really is a neat spot, perfect for what you're doing.
Yeah, no, it's definitely an amazing. I was worried, you know, yeah. I'll be honest. Not one problem. And I have two buildings in that area, one for my business stuff and then one for the discount cosmetic store. And now we're just combining and going big. So
my question is, when we talked too, you were talking about the type of brands. People would think a discount store is going to be
cheap.
Yeah, or knockoff brands, yep. or you know, almost expired or something like that. But mm-hmm. you have brand spanking new, high end. Find it at other unnamed stores, big brand stores. You have the same products.
I do. So, due to the things that have happened in the last few years, there's a lot of businesses that are going under, and there's a lot of opportunity for me to save everybody else money. So why not? So that's what I did. We've got brands that you find at other department stores for way more.
Well, my daughter-in-law, I'm going to give a shout out to my daughter-in-law, Kim here. So she is a YouTuber, and she checks all the makeup tutorials mm-hmm. and is always trying these new things and has to have the latest gadget or brush or this or that. And so now she can do that and try these out and test them without paying top dollar, possibly. So, you know, my son actually might like to hear that.
You know, it's funny, as I was actually just talking to a lady, and she's like, oh, you're Chelsea Brown. You have the new store. And I was like, yeah. She goes, literally, saw you the product online that I just bought from your store. You saved me $38.
Holy smokes.
$38.
Real money.
Real money. We're talking dinner.
Yeah. Wow.
I like that. And the funny thing is, I knew you were going to be on, and on Facebook today on Rants and Raves, because I like the raving part. I'm not a ranter, right. But honestly, I'm a raver. But somebody was raving about your store, and I thought, how cool. And now she's going to be on, and this is super cool. You're getting lots of positive shout-outs from the community. And so it's like, that's what the whole local business buzz is about learning about new businesses out in the community or family-owned and operated local stores, and so that our county can go support those stores. And so let's go give it a shot here.
You know, if you want to understand what makes our local business special, I mean, here she's sharing with you how much money you're saving on a product. Now, she could charge more and still mm-hmm. save somebody $19. But you see, the local business people are invested in our community, and more importantly, they're invested in our people. And it's obvious with your business, you know, pass along those great savings. I mean, so, you know, if you just have a few dollars, you have a place to go. You know, that what a great opportunity for the local ladies and men, if you're, that's your thing, you know.
Whoever needs makeup, you have it for whomever.
I have men coming in all the time getting gift certificates for their wives.
So,
you know?
So, I can do that.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is coming.
Yes, it is, for
it
sure.
It is, it is. So, it says beauty and more.
Yes.
Can you elaborate on the more? Is there other things that you do?
I am.
Or services, or?
Yeah, so, well, in the new building, we actually have a young lady, Nicole, who does lashes and nails. She's an esthetician. We're going to be teaching how to apply makeup. If you want to learn, there's going to be classes. I saw a need on social media in our area that said, hey, there's no place to teach me how to do makeup. Guess what I'm doing?
Yeah, I probably could use that class. So I at least wear some.
And it's, but feeling,
yeah.
But
I never wear it hardly.
Feeling comfortable. Like right. Going into a place and not being embarrassed to be like, how do I use this?
Yeah. Well, I was hoping more would be like a bar for the men to sit
so
at. While
the new, so the new building, the plan is to have a man cave. And there is an area, I'm working on it because of the space and a safe place for their kids.
Absolutely. So. You know, somewhere you can escape the house and you know, your husbands are dragged along or entertained, you know, because we're like kids. You know, we get easily distracted.
We got a big screen for that.
There we go.
If you entertain the men, the women can spend more time and spend more money.
That's true.
This is a proven fact. Yep. Entertain them.
Yeah,
yes.
Put a football game on. She comes over. Yes, honey, that looks wonderful. Get out of the way.
Oh, too funny. Okay, so you said the lashes, and is there other things, or what are you expanding even? Vision for the future?
The vision is discounts and more. Of course, we do cosmetics, but I have facial products. I have gift ideas, gift sets, purses, sunglasses, everything is coming in. And the more people that come in, the more stuff I can get, the better the deals. So
it sounds like new things arriving each week. So it's kind of like you come in and see what's the latest arrival. And man, this sounds like the one place where you can be bailed out for birthdays and Mother's Day and all those things where we don't have to buy. There'll be women there to say, here's some money. Should I buy my wife? You know?
Yeah, for sure. I'm always there to help anybody.
Because we're not good at picking colors, right, Angie?
So what are your days and hours?
So we're open Wednesday through Sunday, 11 to 7.
On the weekends.
Yes.
And at night.
Yes.
After work.
Yes.
Yeah, so the guys just really don't have an excuse now. So that you know where to go for Mother's Day, get your gift certificate, support local, stay local, play local, spend local, and then your wife can get all dolled up.
What a weird Friday. So Friday is ribs and eyeshadow? Is that what?
It could be now.
Yeah, we're going to get ribs at Southgate and eyeshadow. I mean, well, I don't know. Whatever keeps me out of the doghouse.
Both.
yeah. Both. Very, very good. So so a month, and now you're already expanding. And, I mean, this has to be exciting to see something take off like that.
You know, I've been doing online retail, selling online for a long time, and this has been a dream come true for me. This has been something I've wanted to do since I was little. I always said, one day I'm going to have a cosmetic store. And finally, the decision happened, and my husband said, do it. Just do it.
So that's where this started, was online.
Yeah, I started with an eBay store. Yeah.
See, what a fantastic, here we have, you know, kind of a dream fulfillment. You know, it'd be kind of exciting. I love watching local businesses and as they grow over the years. And, you know, fun to see this go from just internet and who knows what else.
Yeah, no, it's I've been doing eBay since 2008. And I decided it was time to share with everybody else. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that's important. You know, this isn't a brand new business. This is just a brand new location. So you have the experience. You have the products. You have the background. So you're definitely going to have to check this out. This is kind of not your typical new startup. So, you know,
thank you.
Especially for us guys, you know, what a great opportunity for us.
Well, and I think the cool thing is so many things are going to online now, too,
yeah.
That some stores are going, hey, you know, maybe I'll just do more online or less in person or, you know, businesses, I should say. And so you're kind of doing the reverse and saying, I want to see the people. I want to know my customers. Yeah. I want to meet them face to face. I want that interaction. I want to be part of the community, and it's hard when it's all online. So you're kind of just jumping in and saying, I'm going from virtual to reality. And
for sure.
That's, you know, almost backwards in some ways these days.
Absolutely.
So that's super cool, though, because if it wasn't for people who are having that dream and staying focused on it and having a goal and then now achieving it, it's like we wouldn't have small businesses if it wasn't for dreamers and brave people, you know, taking a chance. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you. Yeah, it definitely was taking a chance, especially after everything we've all been through in the last few years.
Yep.
You know, so I was like, you know what, I'm going to do it. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but it's working.
Oh, it will work.
It's working.
You know, because the one thing, you know, it doesn't matter what the product is. We just need more business owners stepping out and showing the community that relationships matter. That's
yes.
what people want.
Yes,
people
for sure.
want that connection. And we're getting further and further apart from it. Let's see somebody reverse that trend. This is exciting. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's pizza or makeup or whatever. To see more relationships being created is exciting for our community.
Yes.
And options are everything. And everybody wants options. And so it's like, here's another option. And here's another option that's not a big box store.
Mm-mm.
And that's what the local business buzz is about, is highlighting people like yourself that are the dreamers and took the chance and opened something. And you're a resident in our community. This is your bread and butter. This is how you're feeding your family and how you're giving back to the community. And so this is why we have this whole section is
yes.
for business owners like you. So thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Coming on here and sharing your story. I mean, we love to hear the dreamers and
oh, absolutely.
And all of that. And just wish you the absolute most success.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's going to be exciting seeing how more and more. What's the more? What's the next more? So it's going to be fun to watch.
My next goal is to offer jobs in the community.
There you go.
I love it. I love this. Yes. And honestly, social media can still be your powerful friend. So, you know, let's get those young kids out there and get them spreading the word about your store, too. So my daughter-in-law, you need to go out.
Thank you.
You know who you are. All right. We'll be back with more here in just a moment. This is your cue.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back to your cue on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. I'm Shannon Sebastian.
And I'm Alan Painter. Still
and
here.
And we're still here from Premier Insurance.
Having fun.
So those were such nice ladies. I just have to say, what a joy to have them on.
Well, you know, I got to be honest with you, Shannon. I was a little apprehensive. What in the world am I going to talk about makeup? My gosh, I wouldn't know an eyeshadow from a blush. I mean, I don't even know what they are.
I can't believe you even do know what those are.
Well, it's like, well, you know, three daughters, wife, pageant
yeah,
girls all around.
That's true.
You know, some of it unfortunately seeped in through, I guess, through osmosis as much as I tried to block it all these years, you know. Dresses and makeup, that kind of dominates my world, you know?
Kind of, that's true.
Well,
your wife's a pageant director, that'll happen.
Holy smokes, I've got what, this little sparkly stuff? For years, it's all over my driveway. It's every time that, you know, something gets taken out of a closet or out of a car, it's like, just glitters everywhere.
Well, I thought that was really fun, and I just love seeing new businesses start up and to know that it was something that she dreamed about since she was little. And then I just love the whole story behind that.
Well, that's what it shows you. If you dream it, your dreams will be fulfilled if you keep at it. sometimes you know, you get involved, it's like, oh, I wish I had a different dream. But to see this, I mean, in a short month, and she's already more, she's already expanding.
Yeah.
You know, that shows you what a need there is for local businesses to step up and create relationships with our community. You can't fail if you create relationships. That's what I don't know,
right.
Insurance, cosmetics, or whatever. It's really going to be a fun business to watch grow, because she's passionate about it, and passion is really enthusiastic. So it's going to be fun.
Well, and I think that right now with everything, with inflation and everything, it's like, who can't benefit from a good deal?
Yeah.
We all want a good deal for our dollar. So I think that with the increase and everything going up to find a place that's discounting things down at the level that she is just kind of a win-win. So super cool. So Chelsea, thank you.
Absolutely. Especially as a husband. I mean, if you've got to waste money on face paint, at least let's get a cheap deal on it. Right. You know, it's like my wife goes buy some of the stuff. It's like, how much, you know?
Oh yeah.
It's insane.
My daughter-in-law.
Oh, Lord.
She has her own room. I mean, y'all, it's awesome. It's I'm in awe when I go in there.
Yeah.
But it is like an artist's room. It's amazing. But I would hate to have known what all of that
cost.
But she works hard for money, so there's I don't care whatever she wants, she gets.
Oh yeah, she'd probably pay off the mortgage for everything that's in there. But now she could buy two houses for the money she's saving.
Yeah, but my son has a man closet, you know, his bedroom. They each have their own separate room.
Well, that's important.
And his has plenty of stuff in it that I know, because I know those things cost plenty. So
yeah, but those are investments.
All's fair in makeup and hunting. No. That's what I'm going to say in that house.
Not.
Well, next week on the show we did this last year, the Mother's Day special.
Oh, Lord.
Ugh.
Feelers.
It is seriously, I have people still mention to me that they go back and listen to it because it's one of their favorites. So here's what happens. We have this wonderful students from Melrose Elementary School write letters telling us about their mom, and we read them on the radio, and some of them are emotional, some of them are so sweet, and some of them crack you up. I still remember my favorite from last year.
What?
Okay.
Letter.
So, oh, I love this one. So my favorite from last year was this little boy who was talking about, now mind you, this is Melrose kids. These are our people,
yeah,
Alan.
Yeah.
This is country.
Yeah.
We are country kids. And he wanted to thank his mom for the good groceries she makes. She makes some good dinners. And for that time, she turned all the trash bags and rocks into a slip and slide.
See, that's true mother's love right there.
That is Melrose.
That is absolutely.
We are Melrose proud.
We like that.
Go Bulldogs.
Yep.
So you get the whole gamut. The ones that are super sweet, and you can tell it's just the cutest little girl who just wrote this letter to her mom, and she idolizes her and loves her so much. To the little boys who are like, thanks for just having a great time, Mom.
And if you want to hear what crying sounds like on a radio, guarantee you Shannon will deliver.
I'm going to do the good ones. I'm going to do the non-feelers.
You don't do. Everything you do is a feeler.
I
mean, most
it.
People laugh at my jokes. You cry.
Sometimes, because they're not that good sometimes. Sometimes they're awesome, though. So I do. Or like earlier, I have a coughing attack, and what happens? Just tears flood.
And then I'm like trying to figure out what to say, but you know.
Sorry about that, everybody.
Whoops.
So we are going to, we started a new thing with Carlos when he was here last time, where on the KQENNewsRadio.com website, there's the banner page. And it has a QR code on the bottom left corner of it. And so you can now enter in the Umpqua Survival Raffle by going in person, filling out the form and putting it in the box, or by going on the KQENNewsRadio.com, looking at the Umpqua Survival banner, using the QR code and registering that way. And you can enter in to get a chance in the raffle for a $25 gift certificate out there.
So with a quick click, you could get money for ammo or what else, whatever else you might need out there.
All kinds of cool stuff.
I tell you what, if you haven't been to Umpqua Survival, you've got to stop in. New stuff every week. Great place. $25 would be no problem. You get a lot of good toys for that.
So we wanted to give people an extra chance to take advantage of that and to go in either way. So a lot of people have been going in the store and signing up. But we're going to do two raffle winners next week. So we're going to forego this week, but we're going to do two names. So we're not shorting anybody anything, but we're going to do two names next week. And so get in on the online. I know, two chances and when we're not in. I know.
Two more things I can't win. Just
cry
to rub
me
it
a
in.
River, Painter. Cry me a
yeah,
river.
Yeah, sorry.
But that's the cool part about being partnered with them, though. They are great people, and you know, we love it out there.
Oh, that's fantastic. They've been amazing for our community. So,
yeah,
perfect partner for the queue.
Well, that wraps it up. That went quick.
That's fun.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week with that Mother's Day special. So get your Kleenex ready. It'll be a wonderful time. See you next week.